This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's moratorium on evictions is slated to end today, and that means landlords can start kicking out renters who've fallen behind on payments during the pandemic. This comes just as Pennsylvania school children start a new school year, many of them learning from home. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports on the collision course between eviction and education.
Mike Falero's row home in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood is falling apart. Water damage stains the kitchen ceiling, and there's a hastily patched hole in the floor.
Floor collapse right here. And as they put the new floor in, as you can see, look,
it's still soft.
It's still soft. Yeah. And it's a brand new floor. They just put right over top of it.
Yeah. We got a leaky roof. It's crazy.
Falero lives here with his wife and their three daughters, aged 4, 5, and 8. It's not where they want to be, but for a while it felt like home, especially when they had shelves and family pictures lining the walls. Falero recently took all that down as he braces for the worst.
Unfortunately, our home is not a home no more, it's just a house. As you see, I got boxes packed or ready to go. Our landlord wants to kick us out.
Lisa Swinehart is Falero's wife.
She feels like we're not struggling, that we're holding money back from her and not wanting to pay, and that's not just how we are.
Swinehart says she lost shifts at the local Dunkin' Donuts after the pandemic hit. Falero says he lost most of his income from his job as a repairman. And by late spring, they couldn't make the monthly rent of $800.
When the money stops, everything stops.
For a while, evictions stopped too. But the state moratorium ends today. Governor Wolf says it's not, quote, viable for him to extend it again through executive action, and the Republican-controlled legislature has not prioritized passing a bill. That means eviction cases like this one can move forward again. A census survey suggests nearly 400,000 Pennsylvanians couldn't pay rent in July. That's why advocates like Phyllis Chamberlain from the Housing Alliance of Pennsylvania expect a flood of evictions starting in September.
It seems that we're going to have a deluge, right? And we don't know how bad it's going to be, but we just know it's going to be bad.
Families are especially vulnerable, Chamberlain says, because their living and housing costs tend to be higher.
There are just a lot of families that are in a fairly precarious situation.
From an education perspective, the timing could not be worse. Schools are starting up again, and many will be partly or entirely online. That means students will be asked to learn from home, just as some are losing them.
I do worry that there could be large numbers all at once.
That's Superintendent William Height from the School District of Philadelphia. The district has purchased about 200,000 Wi-Fi hotspots for students who don't have stable housing. But connectivity alone can't ensure student success.
We now have the ability to educate them from wherever, but we just need to make sure wherever is a place that is safe, that is supportive.
Schools have long been a link between emergency services and families who might need them. This year, though, they'll have to do that counseling remotely. Dan Norelli is the superintendent of the Chichester School District in Delaware County.
It's a lot easier to provide when you have students that are coming to school and seeing them and kind of getting engaged with what's going on.
Norelli says his district is trying to emphasize relationship building as a way to overcome the physical distance. But will that be enough to keep kids on track, especially kids going through family turmoil?
That's what worries me the most, and I think worries our teachers the most.
Dad Mike Falero from Philadelphia is worried too. His middle daughter will start kindergarten remotely this fall, and his oldest is heading into third grade. She struggled to focus last school year when classes went online. Now that the family may have to move, he worries it will be even tougher this school year.
Very hard, I think. It's going to give them some issues.
The family's backup plan is to move in with one of Falero's cousins. In the front corner of the living room, a column of packed boxes looms like a threat.
Because I got boxes I'm staring at every day. My kids are staring at it. They're like, when are we going to find a place to go?
The boxes take up a lot of space, physical and mental. The family hopes there's enough left over for learning. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.